Amateur Radio Newsline report number 1977 with a release date of Friday, September 18th, 2015 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Ham Radio joins the world in welcoming Pope Francis on a historic first U.S. visit. Radio amateurs return home from their orbiting shack aboard the International Space Station. It's bumper-to-bumper rush hour for the special event honoring Route 66. And in a developing story, hams are on the scene of the California wildfires. All this and more in Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1977 coming your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, from New Orleans, Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
We begin with breaking news. As California continues to struggle with emergency conditions from the Butte wildfire, Ares and Racy's volunteers were called out this past week to establish communications in support of Amador County's Red Cross shelter. The hams operated the station there around the clock for 120 hours through September 14th until roads reopened. Ares Racy's volunteers were also providing support for shelter communications in Calaveras County and ARRL's San Joaquin Valley section. The Butte fire, affecting more than 71,000 acres, was only 30% contained as of the middle of the week. ARRL Sacramento Valley Section Manager Ron Murdoch, W6KJ, told the ARRL that radio amateurs were also standing ready to assist in the Lake and Napa County areas affected by the Valley Fire west of Sacramento. Murdoch told the ARRL that Charlie Porter, N6JOA, has been coordinating amateurs at the University of California, Davis, to gather up veterinary supplies for livestock and domestic animals being evacuated. Amateur Radio Newsline has been following this story and will provide updates as the situation develops. It's a big week on the East Coast as Pope Francis prepares for his historic first visit to the United States. Amateur Radio will play a big part in celebrating the occasion. Amateur Radio Newsline's Mark Abramovich, NT3V, has the story.
Members of the Frankfurt Radio Club here in the Philadelphia area and the Potomac Valley Radio Club in the Virginia, Maryland, D.C. area, fierce competitors when it comes to contesting, have joined forces to organize a series of special event stations to mark the visit of the Pope. And they've invited members of the Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club on Long Island in New York to help as well. Pope Francis will visit Washington, D.C., New York, and Philadelphia. Special call signs will hit the ham bands beginning September 22nd through the 27th, the time Pope Francis is in the country. Ron Sigismonti, N3RS, is coordinating for FRC, Jim Nitzberg, WX3B for PVRC, and John Melfi, W2HCB for Great South Bay. Jim Nitzberg, WX3B, says the event has generated quite a bit of attention.
Most of us have been involved in other special events that weren't nearly as significant or as special. There's been an unprecedented amount of attention that this event has drawn in the non-radio world, and there's been a lot of attention before it gets going in the radio world.
And Nitzberg says expectations for the special event operations are high.
We're expecting to make probably somewhere between 20 and 50,000 contacts among us in the period of time that we're active, among about 40 different amateur radio operators.
Ron Sigismonti, N3RS, has the rundown of call signs that will be used.
In the D.C. area, there'll be K3P. That's going to be used by the D.C. and Maryland operators down in that area. N4P by those that are in Northern Virginia. Up in the New York City area, K2P will be used. It will also be used for southern New Jersey. And the Frankfurt Radio Club has a call sign W3FRC and will be working W3FRC portable WMF, which is standing for the World Meeting of Families.
And Sigismonti says one more group will be on the air from the Philadelphia area during the Pope's visit on the weekend, the Holmesburg Amateur Radio Club.
In the Holmesburg area, WM3PEN will be on, and they will be on just the last 2 days of the event.
Special QSL cards and a certificate will be offered. You can find out more by going to our website, arnewsline.org, and scrolling down and clicking on the script for this week's program. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Mark Abramovich, NT3V, in Philadelphia.
Now, here's a real example of two hams being safely grounded. The two radio amateurs and a third crew member from the International Space Station have arrived home on Earth again. European Space Agency astronaut Andreas Mogensen, KG5GCZ, Denmark's first astronaut, and Russian cosmonaut Gennady Padalka, RN3DT, the Soyuz commander, are back on terra firma, along with Aidan Ambetov, Kazakhstan's first cosmonaut as of Saturday, September 12th. Padalka's stay in space this time around was 168 days, bringing his total tenure during five flights to 879 days, a new record, beating the previous record holder, cosmonaut and fellow radio amateur Sergei Krikalev, U5MIR, by more than 2 months. Now that their feet are back on the ground, Padalka and Mogensen can look forward to getting on the air again, this time without being in the air. In keeping with their historic namesakes, the Minuteman Repeater Association plans to be at the ready. In this case, it's to mobilize for the annual Ashland Half Marathon 5K 1-mile fun run and walk in Ashland, Massachusetts, October 31st. And they're looking for more hams to join them along the route. The event is taking place in cooperation with the Metro West YMCA and will benefit Marathon Park and a number of the Wise Youth programs. It kicks off at 8 a.m., continuing until 1 p.m. If you're interested in helping out, send an email to David Wolf, KG1H. The email address is dkwolf@comcast.net, and you spell Wolf with an E. QSOs with K4MIA this month have been QSOs with a purpose. Each exchange honors and remembers men and women in the military who are prisoners of war or are still missing in action. That call sign, representing the National POW-MIA Recognition Day Special Event Station, wraps up its September operation Sunday the 20th. The official recognition day is Friday, September 18th. Sister stations have also been operating, K4MIA-5 at the Museum of the American GI in Texas, and K4MIA-7 in Utah. For QSL information, search K4MIA on QRZ.com, and remember to send a stamped, self-addressed envelope for a returned QSL card. The South African Radio League wants to broadcast the names of some notable amateurs to the world and has created the SARL Hall of Fame to make that happen. The Hall of Fame's purpose, according to the SARL website, is to, quote, recognize lasting contributions to the development of amateur radio and to preserve its history in South Africa. From now through the end of February 2016, the league is accepting nominations in the form of essays between 200 and 500 words. The essays should describe how the nominee has contributed to the growth and strength of amateur radio at large. The nominee should have a proven record of such contributions for at least 5 years, with a potential benefit to last far longer. Photographs may accompany the essay as further documentation. There will be 10 inductees in 2016, and in later years a maximum of 2 inductees, one living and one silent key. For additional details, you can visit the league website at www.sarl.org.za. It's time to throw away the rules and turn on the rigs. Here's a QSO party with no guidelines, just what the organizers are calling recommendations. It's the European Radio Amateurs Organization's Radio Meeting on the Air, as they're calling it, a meeting place of radios and mountaintops and what they hope are good QSOs. The party runs Saturday, September 19th and Sunday, September 20th, and welcomes shortwave listening as well. The association says participants can talk for as long as they like, in whatever language they prefer, just get on the air and do it. As for the rules, or rather the recommendations, you don't even have to send a QSL card unless you want to. The organizers say if you're not sure, just ask. The event is not expected to generate any results or tables, just statistics about the numbers of QSOs in the countries, call signs, and clubs taking part. So the party hosts have one request. Help with the statistics gathering by submitting a log in ADIF format to party@eurao.org with the file name containing your call sign. It's time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including WC8VOA, the Westchester Amateur Radio Association's repeater in Westchester, Ohio. Their net is on Monday nights. During the past few days, America's Route 66 has returned to its former glory as a well-traveled thoroughfare, at least on the air. For those ham radio operators participating in the special event, Route 66 on the air, it's the only way to travel. But like any popular scenic and historic byway, Route 66 has been having its share of traffic jams. Amateur Radio Newsline's Christian Kudnick, K0STH, drove his rig on that radio road and comes back with this report.
U.S. Highway 66, also known as Main Street of America and the Mother Road, was established in 1926. This famous road stretched 2,448 miles and ran from Chicago to Santa Monica, California. Throughout the 1930s, businesses thrived along the route as travelers made their way west from America's heartland. In the 1950s, America unveiled its interstate system, and Route 66 began its unfortunate demise. By 1985, major interstates were in place, and Route 66 was officially removed from the United States highway system. However, it was not removed from our history books. Portions of the byway have been designated as historical landmarks, thus earning the Mother Road a place back on the map. Route 66 on the Air is a special event that's in its 16th year. The event began on September 12th and will run through the 20th. The event has been growing every year. In 2011, the event had over 25,000 contacts. In 2014, Route 66 on the Air had over 46,000 contacts. Being new to HF, I'm going to get in the game.
Here's it.
Kilo 9,
Whiskey 6, Zulu, Quebec.
K9LOF.
K9L, Kilo Delta 8, Papa, Juliet, Papa.
Kilo Charlie 4, November, Alpha, Papa.
Okay, well, while we wait, look to work W6A through W6U on all bands and all modes. Let's try again.
Whiskey 6, Papa, QRZ.
Kilo 0, Sierra Tango Hotel. Kilo 0, Sierra Tango Hotel.
K0SGH. Kilo 0, Sierra Tango Hotel, I believe. Go ahead.
Roger, roger. Kilo 0, Sierra Tango Hotel. Got you at a 5-7 coming into the state of Missouri. QSL?
Hello, Steve. Or Christian. How you doing there? Yeah, also 5-9 down here into St. Louis. So, name here is Jim, and how you doing tonight there?
Doing great. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it. You got a great pileup going on.
Yeah, it goes like that in the beginning, at least. Sometimes in the mornings and the weekdays, it slowed down a whole lot there, Roger.
All right. May have to work you again for sure. Maybe a different band.
There you go. All right. Thank you. Thanks for the contact. Appreciate it. You're in the logbook, buddy.
Gotcha. A word of caution. This event, like many other special events, is addictive. The good news, there's still time. In St. Louis, along historic Route 66, I'm Christian Kudnick, K0STH, for Amateur Radio Newsline.
Thank you, Christian. The big class assignment for many students at the Technical University of Pristina in the Republic of Kosovo will likely be to do as much DXing as possible this semester. And now that organizers have achieved what they're calling a milestone, an on-campus station with a faculty advisor, about 40 amateur radio licensees will be able to operate there as Z60A. The station was inaugurated in early September, and already the Kosovo Radio Association, known as SHRAC, has helped organize the ham's first big DXing activity. QSOs with neighboring Albania set for Friday, September 18th through Monday the 21st. Meanwhile, in the U.S., undergraduate hams at the Worcester Polytechnic Institute in Massachusetts are welcoming a new antenna tower. The tower, installed with the help of graduates and the campus WPI Wireless Association, serves a station with the call sign W1YK inside the four-story Salisbury Labs building. It covers 40 and 10 meters. Wireless Association President Andrew Mann, NS1A, an undergraduate majoring in Management Information Systems, said one graduate in particular, Gregory Karp Neufeld, W6GKN, helped get things up and running. Rajesh Vagadia, VU2EXP, is a proud father in Gujarat, India. He and his 15-year-old daughter, VU3EXP, were recently honored by amateur radio on the International Space Station for having received slow-scan TV images sent from cosmonauts via amateur radio this past July. The transmissions were sent to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Apollo-Soyuz mission, the first space partnership between the United States and what was then the Soviet Union. The father and daughter team received a special limited edition diploma in recognition of their effort. Vagadia writes in a note of acknowledgement to the program, quote, "My ISS SSTV image was received on July 19th at 5:24:27 UTC. It was my fifth successful attempt," end quote. And it made for a good reason to feel pride in being a ham, as well as the father of a ham. The gathering this weekend on New Hampshire's Four Tree Island doesn't exactly promise a power lunch. It's more like a low-power lunch. The 10th formal ChowderCon, a three-day celebration of the end of summer, is being held in Portsmouth and on the nearby island. Organizers plan it as 3 days of devotion to QRP and cuisine. With all 3 days revolving around food and on-field operations on Four Tree Island, ChowderCon is also being held in conjunction with the noted QRP Afield Sprint and Contest on Saturday, organized by the New England QRP Club. Some of the events, including the Friday night meet and greet, will be held nearby on the mainland. Amateurs who are traveling a greater distance to attend can start participating even while en route with talk-in on the Derry repeater 146.85 PL 85.4 Hertz, which covers an approximate 50-mile radius. And this year, a third day was added, Sunday, to allow for more casual operating and, of course, more eating. They don't call it ChowderCon for nothing. NDX, the Cape Verde Islands remain activated by two stations through September 25th. Listen for D44TUK and D44TUQ being operated by DL2MDU and DL3HD, respectively. Send QSLs to their home call signs. Maurizio, IK2GZU, is reactivating the call sign 5H3MB in Tanzania, where he'll be operating until October 18th. His logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Three stations are operating through September 29th on the island of New around the clock, thanks to a seven-member team from the UK operating as E6GG. The hams are located on the island's north coast, QSL through Clublog OQRS. JOSIC SQ5BPF will be operating as JW-SQ5BPF from the Polish Polar Station on Svalbard from Saturday, September 19th through Sunday, September 27th. He'll be operating as time permits. Carlos, CO8CML, will be a single-operator, single-band, low-power entry on 20 meters from Las Tunas, Cuba, on September 26th and 27th during the CQ Worldwide RTTY contest. You'll find his QSL information on QRZ.com. And finally this week, Arcangelo Ricciardo is not a ham radio operator, but he was slapped with a fierce sanction nonetheless and accused of cheating after it was discovered he was using Morse code to cheat at chess. Ricciardi wasn't copying code from inside a shack, but during an Italian chess tournament. Using a carefully hidden miniature camera, he was transmitting game moves to someone using a computer chess program who would then transmit Morse code responses back about what his next move should be. So when officials discovered the camera and the strategy tipped off by his unusual eye blinking, Ricciardi was disgraced and ousted. Meanwhile, one Belarus radio amateur has shown the world the right and proper use of CW. Competing in the 12th International Amateur Radio Union World Championship in Macedonia in early September, Sergei Sviatko set a new world record for code by receiving mixed text at a speed of 250 characters per minute. In this case, the cameras here were very visible and very focused on the proud ham's triumphant smile after his monumental achievement. As for violating anything, well, perhaps the only sanction he might have faced in this case was a speeding ticket. With thanks to Allen Labs, the ARRL, AMSAT News Service, CQ Magazine, DX Coffee, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, the Ohio Penn DX Newsletter, the South African Radio League, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Twit TV, QRZ Now, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Our email address is newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website, and you'll find that at www.arnewsline.org. You can also write to us or support us at Amateur Radio Newsline, 28197 Robin Avenue, Santa Clarita, California, 91350. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW in New Orleans, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2015. All rights are reserved.